Good evening and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game one of a six-game set between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays spent the last week in Daytona splitting a series against the Tortugas 3 games apiece. After dropping the first 3 games of the series, Dunedin took the last three, and they bring back a 3-game winning streak here to TD Ballpark. Matt Swanson will look to help keep the streak alive as he takes the bump for Dunedin tonight. The righty out of Lehigh University makes his fourth start and seventh appearance of the year. He's 1-1 with a 4.30 ERA through 23 innings pitched. Swanson had a nice bounce-back performance out of the pen last week in Daytona, pitching 3 scoreless innings in relief of Connor Cook while striking out 5. He'll take on St. Lucie starter Javier Atencio. The lefty makes his low-A debut tonight and gets his first game action of the year. Atencio posted a 2.44 ERA through 48 innings in the Dominican Summer League last year and was added to the St. Lucie roster yesterday. The lineups look like this for the Mets. Batting first in center field, Alex Ramirez. Batting second, the DH, Omar De Los Santos. Batting third, the third baseman, William Lugo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Carlos Dominguez. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Batting sixth, the catcher, Drake Osborne. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Justin Guerrera. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio. For the Blue Jays, they look like this. Batting first at second base, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting third, the DH, Gabby Martinez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Damiano Palmigiani. Batting sixth in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting seventh in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Juan Gonzalez. And batting ninth in left field, Glenn Santiago. We'll take a short break. We'll be back in about 11 minutes for first pitch. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 1 of this series between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Matt Swanson takes the bump for your Blue Jays tonight. The right-handed pitcher out of Lehigh University, making his fourth start of the year, seventh overall appearance. He's got a 4.30 ERA through 23 innings pitched. It'll be the normal for Swanson. As he starts, it'll be Connor Cook coming out in relief. When Connor Cook gets the start, Swanson comes out in relief. Last time out for Swanson, he went three innings scoreless, did walk four and hit one. Only gave up one hit, but struck out five. And again, not allowing a run. Looks like Swanson got one more pitch of his warm-up coming up. Juan Gonzalez about to make the throw down to second. With Adrian Pinto covering, he does, and Pinto makes the grab and applies the imaginary tag. And we're ready to go here. Wind blowing slightly out. Now just shifted a little bit right to left. It's been blowing out towards center field for pretty much the majority of the day. But you know how it is around the Gulf here in Dunedin with the wind shifting as it is. First pitch by Swanson. Grounder left side. That goes foul. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder. The first man up for the Mets. On the year, batting 353. He's had a really good start to his season. Three home runs. 22 RBIs. Swanson, the 0-1. Swung on. Popped right side. That'll get up and out of play. Now Ramirez quickly down 0-2. No balls. Two strikes. Alex Ramirez, the sixth-ranked prospect in the Mets organization, cuts and misses at that one. Three pitches, one strikeout for Matt Swanson. Great way to start off the game. That now, slider away got him to chase at it, and that's one up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Glenn Santiago, Roque Salinas, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Esteban Machado, Adrian Pinto, and Rainer Nunez with Juan Gonzalez behind the dish. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos, just below the zone. 1-0 to start off the count to the DH. Fastball, sinker, slider change for Swanson here tonight. The 1-0, that one a little low and inside. Now a 2-0 count to the right-handed batter, De Los Santos. He normally sticks with that sinker when he's bringing heat. But he can turn it up a little bit with the fastball. Cut and a miss there by De Los Santos. Now a 2-1 count. Blue Jays on a three-game winning streak. They lost the first three in their road trip to Daytona. Tortugas claiming the first three games. But the Blue Jays came back and salvaged a series split by taking the last three. Dunedin's won 9 of their last 13, heading back towards the last game of the Clearwater series here at TD Ballpark. That one ripped into center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Salinas cutting it off before it gets to the wall and turning towards two is De Los Santos. The throw is going to be a little offline, and he's going to turn that into a double. Off the bat, it definitely didn't look like an extra base hit by De Los Santos, but he's able to turn on the Jets and make it into second safely. Puts himself in scoring position with one away. Now William Lugo, the third baseman. Lugo on the year batting 264. Playing in his 34th game of the year. Adrian Pinto staying close, and there goes De Los Santos. And that one hits the bat. The throw from Gonzalez hits the bat of Lugo, and they're going to call him. They're going to send it back to second. It's going to be interference on William Lugo at the plate. They're not going to rule De Los Santos out. But the throw by Juan Gonzalez was obviously interfered with. Hit straight off the barrel of Lugo's bat. It's going to be an 0-1 count. So let's see if the Blue Jays do this any different with De Los Santos obviously looking to get himself to third, 90 feet away with one away here. 0-1's the count. Swanson kicks and fires back. Back over to second, and he got him. De Los Santos, a great pickoff by Matt Swanson, gets De Los Santos leaning. And just like that, that gets rid of the threat. Now two down. The Mets showing their cards a little too early here. And that slider down got Lugo to chase. Now 0-2. Swanson, a great pickoff move there back towards second. The 0-2, that went down and away. A ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two down. Swanson kicks and fires. That one just outside now. 2-2 evens up the count. The third pickoff of the year by Matt Swanson. That pitch down low now. Count runs full to Lugo. Three balls, two strikes. A 3-2. That one in there. Called strike three. That sinker low and away. Caught the corner. And Swanson gets out of the inning after giving up that one-out double, picking off that runner. And we'll head to the bottom half of the first. No score here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the first inning. Adrian Pinto will lead it off. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and Gabby Martinez, the 1-2-3 for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Javier Atencio is up high, taken for a ball by Pinto, 1-0. Atencio, the 20-year-old out of Maracay, Venezuela. 2-0 count to Pinto. Atencio making his low A debut tonight. That one ripped to the left, and that's going to hook well foul. Had home run distance by Pinto, but right off the bat, it was clearly foul 2-1 the count. Swung on. That one popped up shallow center field. Shortstop and second baseman both out there, and ending up making the grab is the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio.
Now betting. Shortstop.
Let's take a look at the
14,
defensive lineman for the Mets in the outfield left to right. Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Carlos Dominguez. Along the infield, third to first, William Lugo, the aforementioned Kevin Villavicencio. Justin Guerrera and Jack Thomas Wold, with Drake Osborne behind the dish. First pitch to Estevan Machado is taken for a ball outside, 1-0. That one he takes up high now, ahead in the count, 2-0. Atencio last year in the DSL, the Dominican Summer League, went 1-3 on when he got the decision. Ground over to short by Machado. Throw is in time for out number two, and that'll bring up Gabby Martinez.
Designated hitter, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Via Vicencio, the shortstop, getting some work here early on. Gabby Martinez, the DH tonight. As I was saying, Atencio last year, 2.44 ERA in the DSL. Started 14 games, 48 innings pitched. 76 strikeouts as Martinez takes that first pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. The lefty kicks and fires, grounder right back to him. It pops out of his glove. Martinez hustling down the line, and Atencio gets it over to first in time. A good recovery, getting off the mound to make that play. Three up, three down, go. The Blue Jays will head to the top half of the second. It's nothing here at TD Ballpark. Back here, top half of the second. No score here at TD Ballpark. Carlos Dominguez, the Mets right fielder, will step in and lead off this half inning. On the year, batting 233, but 9 home runs. That's good enough for second in the Florida State League. Grounder over to third, picked up by Palmigiani. Dive and throw, and he's going to be offline. Nunez unable to get off the bag and grab it as Dominguez is going to make it into second. Palmigiani had to leave his feet for that throw, and it was well offline.
Left fielder, number 5,
Stanley Consuegra.
That's
going to be an infield hit for Dominguez, and reaching second on the error by Palmigiani. That'll bring up Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder today. First pitch lifts right side. That'll get up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Consuegra, 237 on the year. 11 RBIs. A chance to drive in number 12. St. Lucie with the runner in scoring position. No outs. That one in there for a called strike. Now 0-2. Swanson not shy so far early on, going after these Mets batters. right, he comes set. Swanson kicks and fires that one up high. One ball, two strikes. Four seconds on the pitch clock. Swanson kicks and fires just in time. That one just below the zone, says home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. Really close pitch. I'm surprised he didn't give the Blue Jays the call there. 2-2. Swanson is taking his time here. Kicks and fires. Grounder right side. That's going to get through the hole. They're going to wave Dominguez around home. The throw around third. No, the throw is a nice one from Sotolongo as they force Dominguez to retreat back into third. Now the Mets will have runners on the corners with no outs here.
Catcher number 13, Drake Osborne.
That base hit not hit particularly hard by Consuegra. It was in the right spot for a base hit, but I'm surprised Dominguez wasn't able to get up on his horse and get a quicker jump on it. Off the bat, it surely looked like an RBI single for Consuegra, but runners on the corners now for St. Lucie. First pitch just below the zone to Osborne. 1-0. Drake Osborne, the catcher. Swanson kicks and fires that one in there. Just above the knees, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. There goes Consuegra, soft grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Palmigiani. He's going to have to go to first. Throw to first is in time. Now throw back to third, and they're going to get him. A double play by the Blue Jays infield. The run does come in to score. So St. Lucie takes an early 1-0 lead, but that was the best the Blue Jays could have possibly made out with that scenario.
Second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrera.
That ball, a very soft chopper over to third. Palmigiani made a very hard throw over to Nunez at first, who recognized that Consuegra was rounding second over to third. Palmigiani able to get the ball in time for the tag to be applied. First pitch to Guerrera is taken for a ball 1-0. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie here, top half of the second, two away. Bases are empty. Swanson kicks and fires. That one fouled back into the netting, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. That one just below the zone. Gonzalez couldn't believe it. Blue Jays dugout sharing a little bit of displeasure with that call. 2-1, that one fouled off. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away here. Swanson kicks and fires that one down low. Count runs full, 3-2. Justin Guerrera, the second baseman. 3-2 pitch. In there, called strike three. Swanson dotted that fastball in the outside corner. His third strikeout of the game, and St. Lucie scores one, leave none. And we'll head to the bottom half of the second. And are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 lead for St. Lucie as we get to the home half. Rainer Nunez will lead it off for the Blue Jays. Atencio kicks and fires first pitch. Is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Nunez. This game features the two home run kings, I guess you could say, here about a month and a half into the season. Rainer Nunez leads the league with 10. And Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder for St. Lucie tonight, is second with 9. 1-2 count as Nunez cut and missed at that one. Now 1-2 on the way. Hard hit grounder left side. That's going to be through for a base hit. Got underneath the glove of William Lugo, the third baseman. And Nunez is on with the first Blue Jays hit of the game.
Number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Man on, no outs for Damiano Palmigiani. The third baseman tonight for Dunedin. Palmigiani, 4 home runs on the year, .224 average. Atencio kicks and fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Blue Jays looking to answer back after the Mets took the lead in the top half of this inning. The 0-1 foul tip into the glove of Drake Osborne. Now 0-2 the count to Palmigiani. Atencio comes set, kicks, and fires. That one off the inside of the bat, and that's going to be foul. It's in on the hands of Palmigiani. Push that over the first baseman's head, but it had too much spin on it and hooked foul. Keeps himself alive, though, 0-2. Everybody's all set. Palmigiani steps back in. Atencio, the 0-2 again. That one low and inside. Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder on deck. A ball and 2 strikes. Atencio fires. That one well outside. Osborne with a nice reaction there to keep it in front of him. Count evens up, 2-2. That one fouled off by Palmigiani. Stays alive. Count stays 2-2. Nunez on first. He had his team-leading 45th hit of the year. That one fouled off right side over the netting into the seating bowl. Palmigiani fighting, staying alive here. He'll step back in. He's forcing Atencio to put in the work here on this at bat. And now on top part of the zone, the breaking ball catches. Now Palmigiani down on strikes looking. First strikeout of the night for Atencio, and that will bring up Adriel Sotolongo. One on, one out, Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder. First pitch he sees is in there. Fastball, top part of the zone, 0-1. Roque Salinas on deck. The 0-1 pitch. Good frame job there by Osborne. That one looked a little bit high, but Warren Eubanks gave him the call. The 0-2. That one fouled off. Sotolongo able to keep himself alive. No balls, two strikes to the right fielder. Sotolongo batting 260 on the year. Atencio kicks and fires. That one fouled off again into the window next to me. Right over the netting. There's a little sweet spot if you get it within about 2 or 3 inches of the top of the netting. That's going to hit the windows here at the press level. The 0-2, that one outside. Sotolongo able to hold up his swing. 1-2. Waiting for the day that one of those foul balls comes into my booth. We'll see if that ever happens as that one skips across well in front of the plate. Atencio yanked that breaking ball now. 2-2 the count to Sotolongo. Two balls, two strikes. Atencio fires. That one popped up, back out of play. Sotolongo's seen a lot of pitches, as did Palmigiani. They're making Atencio work to get the outs here in this bottom half of the second. 2-2. That one, flare shot over into right field. That's going to stay up long enough for Carlos Dominguez to get underneath it, and that'll be out number two.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the center fielder. He'll step in. On the year, batting 262. First pitch he sees is in there for a call strike, 0-1. One, that one fouled as he got back to the backstop. No balls, two strikes to Salinas. Went 4-for-12 in the Daytona series. Only played in 3 of those games. That one he takes well outside in the dirt. That was kept in front by Osborne. 1-2 count. Drove in a run in the first game he played in that series. And he lines that one into center. Coming in is Ramirez. He'll make the grab. Glove over his head, and that will end the inning. The Blue Jays get the leadoff man on, and he gets stranded on first. We'll head to the top half of the third. It's 1-0. Mets in front. Thank you. We're back here, top half of the third inning. St. Lucie leads 1-0. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman, will lead it off for the Mets. Cuts and misses of that first pitch by Swanson, the fastball up high, 0-1. Swanson gave up the run in the top half of the last inning, 1-0 lead. That one low and inside. Pitches through the first two innings by Swanson. The 1-1 ripped into right field. That's going to get over the head of Sotolongo off the top of the wall. Sotolongo now chasing back towards the infield to grab it. Gets it in, but that's going to be a leadoff double for Jack Thomas Wold.
Shortstop number 4, Kevin Villavicencio.
Wold with his fourth double of the year. And just like that, St. Lucie able to get the leadoff man in scoring position for the second time in a row, second inning in a row. That brings up Kevin Villavicencio, the shortstop. Swanson kicks and fires. That one popped up right side. That'll get out of play. No balls and a strike. Villavicencio batting .241 on the year. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked by Palmigiani. Throw across the infield is going to be in time. Nice throw. Flat-footed by Palmigiani, and that's going to be one away.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Top of the order now coming back up, Alex Ramirez. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat on three pitches. First pitch inside. As Ramirez gets out of the way. 1-0 the count to start him off. The 1-0, he takes that one on the inside corner. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Ramirez, the 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. I said earlier, he ranks as the sixth prospect in the Mets organization, according to MLB.com. He rips that one into center field. Salinas going back towards the warning track. He makes the grab. Now they're going to have to throw it into second, and they're going to double up Villavicencio. Villavicencio not paying attention. He thought that was going to get over the head of Salinas, but Salinas with the wheels able to track it down right at the warning track. And had the wherewithal to throw it back into the infield quickly. And Villavicencio just had to stand at third and watch it happen. A double play to end it. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. 1-0, Mets in front. We're back here, bottom half of the third inning. Juan Gonzalez will lead it off. He'll be followed by Glenn Santiago and top of the order, Adrian Pinto. Javier Atencio out for his third inning of work. First pitch is well outside, taken for a ball, 1-0. 33 pitches through the first two innings for Atencio. The 1-0. That one in there catches the outside corner. Now 1-1 to Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the catcher, batting 188 on the year. That one in there as well. Now a 1-2 count. Cuts and misses of that slider low and away. One up, one down for Dunedin. And
left fielder,
Santiago, Glenn Santiago, the left fielder in the
Santiago.
Nine.
Santiago!
Step on up. Santiago on the year batting 229. First pitch by Atencio is fouled off by Santiago. 0-1. The 0-1 is down low. Did he check his swing? He did, says Austin Snow, the field umpire tonight. Count evens up. A ball and a strike. 1-1, down low. And he fouls that one straight down. Now leaving up the count again, now 2-2 this time. Santiago batting 229, but he's 2-for-4 and his four bats against left-handed pitchers, and he takes that one up high. That should be a full count, 3-2, I believe. Yes, the umpire corrects the scoreboard, 3-2. And he fouls that off, keeps himself alive. Santiago fights that one off. 3-2 will be the count still. That one he lines right side. That's going to hook out of play. Got up underneath it. 3-2. Steps back in. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Atencio has had a little bit of trouble here finishing off batters at the plate. Got the one strikeout, the two strikeouts, excuse me. But he's had to work for it a few times, and that one's outside as Santiago draws the one-out walk. That'll put a runner on for the top of the order, Adrian Pinto.
Second baseman, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Great job by Santiago in that at bat. Fighting off those tough pitches, staying alive, ends up drawing the walk. First pitch to Pinto is low and inside. That was the fastball, 1-0. Pinto popped out too short in shallow center field. Little Villa Vicencio went out and made the grab. That one's down low. He takes now 2-0. That's going to get Drake Osborne to go out to the mound, talk with his pitcher. Atencio might have crossed up Osborne there. And now the pitching coach, Victor Ramos, for St. Louis will head out as well. Two balls, no strikes will be the count. And now even Robbie Robinson out talking to Warren Eubanks. Not sure what that was really about. Didn't seem like any displeasure in that conversation as everybody starts now heading back to their respective spots. Victor Ramos heading back towards the St. Lucie dugout. And then Drake Osborne now back behind the plate. Two balls, no strikes. One on, one out for Dunedin. 2-0 pitch. That one lifted left side. Coming in now is Consuegra, and he'll make the grab. It looked like he didn't see it off the bat. He was able to find it. Came on in, made the grab. Now Esteban Machado, the shortstop, will come up.
Esteban Machado.
One on, two away. Machado grounded out to short in his first at bat. Takes that first pitch up high, 1-0. Atencio kicks and fires outside. Now, 2-0. Misses with the fastball. Gabby Martinez on deck. Glenn Santiago on first. 2-0. Fouled off. Foul tip by Machado. Gets back to the backstop now. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Fouled off again. Santiago 2-for-3 on stolen base attempts here with two strikes, two outs. We get closer to a potential full count. Wonder if the Blue Jays will send their left fielder. The 2-2, there he goes. That one up high. Osborne throws over to second. It's going to be not in time. It was a high throw by Osborne. Guerrero did a good job getting up for it, but unable to apply the tag in time. And now Santiago steals his way into scoring position with two away as the sun comes out behind the clouds. The infield grass pretty dark, but everything from the clay on is bright as Machado cuts and misses of that fastball up high. The Blue Jays leave one in scoring position. They can't get him across. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets all the way through Sunday with Game 2 tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets, or you can listen right here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top half of the fourth coming up, 1-0 ballgame. We're back here, top half of the fourth inning. 1-0 ball game. St. Lucie in front. Matt Svensson out for his fourth inning of work. 37 pitches through the first three. Kicks and fires. First pitch fouled off by Omar De Los Santos, the DH. De Los Santos doubled in the first inning. Later picked off after attempting to steal third and having to be sent back after the batter's interference. A 1-1 count now. Swanson made a very nice pickoff move and caught De Los Santos leaning that one in there for a called strike. Now 1-2 right on the outside corner. De Los Santos telling Warren Eubanks he does not agree, but a 1-2 count nevertheless. 1-2, cut and a miss, foul tip. And another strikeout for Matt Swanson. It's his fourth of the night. That will bring up William Lugo.
Third baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
One up, one down here in the top half of the fourth. Lugo struck out looking to end the first inning. Swanson kicks and fires that one in there for called strike. Now 0-1 to start off the third baseman. The 0-1, that one low and away. Tried to get him to chase at the slider. Started off a little bit too low, though, 1-1. That one lifted into center field. Salinas coming in. He will make the grab as he falls to the ground. Great job tracking that one into the glove by Roque Salinas. Another really nice play out there in center field by him. That'll be out number two.
Now batting number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder, reached on an infield single, made it over to second on the air by Palmigiani, and came around and scored later for the first run of the game, the only run of the game thus far, as he takes that one well in front of the plate, skipped into the clay and onto the top of the mask of Juan Gonzalez, a 1-0 count. Swanson fires that one. Dominguez took a huge hack at it, couldn't make contact, went down to a knee. The 1-1, and Swanson loses balance. Fell down off the rubber. He'll take a second to compose himself. I'm sure that's a little embarrassing. The Blue Jays infield sharing a little bit of a laugh at their pitcher's expense. But a no pitch, no harm, no foul. The 1-1, that one just inside. 2-1. Swung on, lifted way up high, but well out of play as well. Evens up the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty, two away. Swanson fires that one in there, right at the knees, called strike three. Carlos Dominguez goes down looking, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, join us on Saturday, June 11th for Pride Night here at the ballpark. Your Blue Jays take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch and will don a special Pride Night jersey sponsored by the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss out on a great night here at the ballpark. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We'll be right back. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning. Gabby Martinez will lead it off for Dunedin. First pitch from Atencio is in on the hands. That's going to get up and over, down for a base hit. Into right field, and now throw back behind Martinez with the catcher, Drake Osborne, covering. Ball got away from him, and he's hurt. He had to dive to make that play out there, and the trainer's running on out. It looks like the left arm of Drake Osborne. The St. Lucie trainer and manager Robbie Robinson now out to check on their catcher. Honestly, a play that really didn't even have to be made. Jack Thomas Wold trying to throw behind Gabby Martinez, but he wasn't too far off first base. Honestly, you should probably eat that ball. You shouldn't throw it towards first. The risk far outweighs the reward, and now that's apparent here with the injury with Drake Osborne. We'll take a quick break, and we'll see how Osborne is doing after this. We're back here, and the Mets do take out Drake Osborne with that what looked to be a left arm injury. Fernando Villalobos will take over for him behind the plate. One on, no outs for the Blue Jays. That one ripped down the line. That's going to be a fair ball. Possible extra bases for Nunez. That one kicks into left field. And into third safely is Gabby Martinez as Nunez is into second with a double. The throw from Consuegra went to third, making it easy for Nunez to get into second. Now two runners in scoring position.
Third baseman, number six,
for Dunedin, and Damiano Palmigiani coming up. Huge opportunity for Dunedin in this half inning. They trail by a run, but now back-to-back hits, that second being the double by Nunez. Sees them have two runners in scoring position, no outs here. First pitch well outside, taken for a ball, 1-0. Atencio, the 1-0. Palmigiani takes that one right at the knees for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bottom half of the fourth. Takes that one outside, now 2-1. Blue Jays will have a couple chances here with runners in scoring position. Palmigiani at the plate. Sotolongo on deck, and Salinas in the hole. 2-1, cut and a miss. Now 2-2. Atencio looks in. New catcher. Kicks and fires. That one fouled off by Palmigiani, able to stay alive. Count stays 2-2. Martinez on third, Nunez on second. Atencio kicks and fires. That one grounder over to third. That's going to be backhanded by Lugo. The throw will be to first in time. Now the throw back over to third, and they'll get Nunez. So almost an identical play that the Blue Jays infield was able to turn. Nunez pushing the envelope,
heading towards third. Gabriel Sotolongo.
So the Mets get the double play, but the Blue Jays do get the run at the tie. RBI by Damiano Palmigiani is 18th of the year. And now Sotolongo will come up. Base is empty, two outs. That one up high now, 2-0 to Sotolongo. Sotolongo cuts and misses at that one now. Two balls and a strike. Pops that one up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Now a 2-2 count to Sotolongo. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Sotolongo down on strikes. The Blue Jays bring one around as we head towards the top half of the fifth. We got a tie ball game here at TD Ballpark, 1-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, top half of the fifth inning. Stanley Consuegra, the left fielder, will lead off for St. Lucie. Got a tie ball game now after Dunedin scored one. And the bottom half of the last inning, first pitch, a cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Consuegra. Consuegra, 1-for-1 on the night. Singled into right field, ended up getting tagged out at third on the 5-3-5 double play off the bat of Drake Osborne. A ball and a strike. Kicks and fires. Grounder just in front of home. Now Gonzalez getting out, and the throw will not be in time. Swinging bunt by Stanley Consuegra sees him get his second hit of the night. Leadoff man on for St. Lucie again.
Catcher number 46, Fernando Villalobos.
And now Fernando Villalobos, the catcher, the new catcher who replaced Drake Osborne in the last inning, will come up for his first at bat. Swings at that first pitch, lifts it left side, well out of play, 0-1. No balls, one strike. One on, no outs for St. Lucie. Foul tip, stayed in the glove of Gonzalez, now 0-2. Villalobos yet to record a hit for St. Lucie this season. He is playing in just his third game. And a move over to first with him getting him again. Another pickoff by Matt Swanson. He's made two attempts and he's gotten the runner each time. Oh, goodness. Matt Swanson's pickoff move is looking fantastic tonight. Eliminates the base running threat on first, and now one away, an 0-2 count to Villalobos. And he got him the chase after it. Swanson looking real confident out on the mound right now with that sequence, that pickoff over at first.
22, Justin Guerrero.
Strikeout that he got him to chase after. Now Justin Guerrero, the second baseman, will step back in. Nobody on, two away. First pitch, low and outside, taking for a ball, 1-0. Swanson kicks and fires a base hit to left field. Right in the hole between short and third. Two out single by Justin Guerrero.
First baseman, number 19.
That'll bring up Jack
Thomas
Wold, the first baseman. On two away, first pitch to Wold is outside, taking for a ball, 1-0. Six hits given up by Swanson so far, through 4 2/3, only the one run. That one gets back behind Gonzalez. Can't tell if that went off the heel of his glove or off his foot. That should go down as a passed ball on the catcher, I believe. The 2-0. Grounder over to the right side. That's going to be picked by Pinto. Throws over to second, trying to get the force. Close play, but able to dive in. Slide in to second was Guerrero, just beating out the throw by Pinto.
Short
it would have been a really tough play to make over
at
first. Pinto going over to his right, stopping the ball from getting into the outfield, but unable to prevent the hit. Now 2-on-2 out for Villavicencio. Swanson kicks and fires that one just below the zone. Can't catch. 1-0. Time called and granted to Juan Gonzalez. will count as a pickoff move for Swanson. And will technically go down as his first that he has not been successful on. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. A ball and a strike. One and one the count. Swanson fires. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Palmigiani. He'll add to second with it and get the force to end the inning. St. Lucie leaves two. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here, bottom half of the fifth. Roque Salinas will lead it off for the Blue Jays. New pitcher for St. Lucie is the right-hander, number 30, Nick McDonald. He takes over in relief of Javier Atencio. And that's going to be an automatic ball to start off his relief appearance as he didn't get his windup started in time before the pitching clock ended. So a 1-0 count early on to start off Salinas. McDonald, first game of the season he's appeared in. As that one missed down low. Kicks and fires. That one popped up left side. That's going to get up and out of play. McDonald appeared in six games last year for the Brooklyn Cyclones, the high A team for the Mets. That one's fouled off into the facing of the roof over the stadium bowl. Now 2-2 the count. Through 10 2/3 last year, 5.06 ERA. They decided to bring him down here for the beginning of his season as Salinas pops that one up. Out to make the grab is the shortstop via Vicencio. And that'll be one away.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. Struck out swinging in his first at bat, first pitch. He takes low and outside for a ball, 1-0. McDonald gets that one to catch the outside corner. Evens up the count, 1-1. Nick McDonald, the 23-year-old. Drafted in the 23rd round by the Mets in 2019. That pitch taken down low, now 2-1. Went to college at Florida International. Time called as Gonzalez grabs his helmet, wipes his forehead, and actually they call that an automatic ball as that one's fouled back up over my head. Now 3-2 the count. Again, Nick McDonald in his first appearance this year. This is his first game time experience with the new pitch clock rules. You got 14 seconds to start your windup when there's nobody on base. You have 18 seconds to do it when there's a runner on, as Gonzalez takes that one down low for a ball, and he draws the walk. Now Glenn Santiago, the left fielder, will come up.
Left fielder, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Now, Robbie Robinson, the manager for St. Lucie, is coming out to talk to Warren Eubanks. He might have missed the automatic ball call. And I think Eubanks and Snow, the officiating crew, are going to get together and make sure they had the same count. Eubanks now talking back over to Robbie Robinson. He might have missed the call by Eubanks on the automatic ball. Going to walk you up to the pitch clock operator. They're going to confirm, make sure everything was correct. Taking quite a bit of time here. It was definitely ball four, as long as Eubanks did make the call. It was an automatic ball. They called timeout. He held up the 3-1 count. Whether Robbie Robinson missed it or whatever the case may be, either way, he did it. I watched him hold up that 3-1. And yeah, they confirmed that's ball four. So the walk to Juan Gonzalez is finally official. Glenn Santiago will step in. 1-1, 1 out. McDonald kicks and fires. That one fouled off right off the end of the bat. Off the knee pad of Villalobos. That will be 0-1 to Santiago. Balls and a strike. McDonald kicks and fires that one down low. Now 1-1. Caught and a miss there on the off speed. A ball and two strikes. Gonzalez on first after the walk. Adrian Pinto on deck. The 1-2. Santiago checks his swing. Stays alive. Count squares up 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Grounder over to third. That'll be misplayed by Lugo. He'll have to go to first with it, and that throw is offline. Now heading over to third is Gonzalez, and backing up the throw. They're going to send Gonzalez. The throw to home will not be in time. Juan Gonzalez never stopped running. He came all the way over from first on that error by Lugo. And now the Blue Jays take a one-run lead here, bottom half of the fifth inning.
Pinto.
Adrian Pinto, now the second baseman, he'll step in. One on, one away. Hard hit grounder, that's going to be past the third baseman, and fair extra bases for Pinto, and they are going to hold Santiago over at third. The throw behind him, but nobody covering third. And we'll do this again. Runners on second and third, one away for the Blue Jays. Good piece of hitting there by Adrian Pinto. That's his third double of the year. And now Esteban Machado will come up. He'll bat left-handed now against the right-handed pitcher. Two runners in scoring position, one away. Pitch, he takes low and inside for a ball 1-0. Pitch. Machado cuts and misses of that one. The off-speed, he was in front of it. Now a ball and a strike. Count. Santiago on third, Pinto on second. That one, a grounder right side. That's foul. Machado 0 for 2 today. McDonald comes set. Kicks and fires outside. Good take there by Machado. Evens up the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gabby Martinez on deck. Another couple chances here for the Blue Jays to tack on a run or two. And he checks his swing there. They're going to ask for an appeal. And no chance. Hands. Well, McDonald will ask for an appeal. I think Villalobos definitely knew that. Did not go around. Machado barely took the bat off his shoulder. It's a 3-2 count. McDonald kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Machado down on strikes. And that'll bring up Gabby Martinez.
Designated hitter, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Martinez, 1 for 2 on the day. Two runners in scoring position here. He takes that pitch inside. 1-0. Singled it to right. Came around and scored the first run in the last inning. The 1-0 pitch takes that one up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Rainer Nunez in the on-deck circle. 2-0 pitch, that one inside. Now a 3-0 count to Gabby Martinez. We'll see if he's got the green light here with a 3-0 count, two runners in scoring position. First base is open. And the league leader in home runs on deck. 3-0. He takes it inside. A four-pitch walk to Gabby Martinez. Loads the bases for Rainer Nunez.
First baseman.
Nunez is two for two. He's got a single and a double. That'll get the pitching coach back out there for the Mets. Victor Ramos out talking to Nick McDonald. A big situation here. His team down by a run. Rainer Nunez, the league leader in home runs, as I said, a couple times. Everybody will head back as Warren Eubank goes to break up the conversation on the mound. Nunez with a huge opportunity to potentially break this game open, at least give the Blue Jays another couple runs on the lead. Got Santiago on third, Pinto on second, and Martinez on first. Bases are loaded. McDonald kicks and fires first pitch. Nunez takes first strike, 0-1. One. That one kicks back away. It was blocked by Villalobos. Went down the first base line. Not far enough for Santiago to make a break for home. It's a 1-1 count now at the plate to Nunez. A walk, an error, a double, and then another walk. Seen the Blue Jays take the lead and now have the bases loaded with two down. Allen lifted right side. That'll get up and out of play. Nunez now down 1-2. This will be McDonald's 29th pitch. The 1-2. Swung on, lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Nunez stays alive. About to be the 30th pitch by Nick McDonald. 14 balls, 15 strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted, right side, over towards the right corner, and that's going to get foul. I don't think that had enough distance for a potential grand slam by Nunez, but it was definitely a ball that put the hearts in the stomachs for St. Lucie. Nunez back at the plate, a 1-2 count again. Now one up the middle, off the mound. That's going to be into center field for a base hit. One run comes in. They wave Pinto around, and he's going to score. Into third is Martinez. A 2-RBI single for Rainer Nunez puts the Blue Jays up by 3. He sent that right back where it came from. Brought two runs across, and now Damiano Palmigiani will step in, and that's going to draw Robbie Robinson out of the St. Lucie dugout. We're going to have a new pitcher here at TD Ballpark when we return. The Blue Jays now lead by 3. We're back here. New pitcher for the Mets is the right-hander, number 16, Trey McLaughlin. First pitch to Damiano Palmigiani. He's in the dirt. It was blocked by Villalobos. Able to keep it in front of him. 1-0 count. Palmigiani is 0-2. Does have an RBI. 1-0 lifted. That's going to stay in the infield. Getting underneath it is Guerrera, and calling it off is Wold. He'll make the grab, moving a couple steps to his right as he did so. That'll end the inning. The Blue Jays leave runners on the corners, but they bring three across to take the lead. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's 4-1, Blue Jays in front.
Don't miss out.
Back here, top half of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the lefty, number 30, Trenton Wallace. He kicks and fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off, Alex Ramirez. Wallace takes over for Swanson. Went five innings pitch, only gave up the one run. It was earned. Scattered around seven hits, but was good enough to get out of a couple jams, Swanson was. An 0-2 count. Cut and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball blew it right by him. Three-pitch strikeout. Second time that Ramirez has gone down on three pitches.
Designated hitter, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
One batter faced, one strikeout for Trenton Wallace. First pitch is cut at and missed, 0-1. To start off, Omar De Los Santos. Wallace making his fifth appearance of the year. That one caught and missed at again. 0-2 now the count to De Los Santos. Wallace working really quick here. Out of the windup, he kicks and fires. That one lifted right side. Going back is Sotolongo towards the warning track. That's up off the middle part of the wall. They're going to send De Los Santos over to third, and he quickly plants his foot and stays at second. He would have been hosed by Adrian Pinto for sure. A decent throw would have gotten him heading towards third, but a one-out double for
Lugo.
De Los Santos puts a runner in scoring position, one away for William Lugo, the third baseman. Dallas through. 10 2/3 coming into tonight. 3.38 ERA. First pitch, cut and a miss. Oh, and one the count. Wallace from that left side is a fantastic slider. And the runner goes. That one pops off the glove of Gonzalez. De Los Santos trying to force a throw potentially. Kind of shrieked over there at third. Now everybody's headed back to their spots. So De Los Santos into third now with a stolen base. 90 feet away with one out. Opportunity for St. Lucie to get one back here. And that one in there for a called strike. Now one and two. One ball, two strikes. Wallace kicks and fires. Grounder left side, past the diving Palmigiani. That could be extra bases for Lugo. He's going to stay at first. But an RBI single cuts the lead now to two for Dunedin. 4-2 ball game. And now Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder,
number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Wallace kicks and fires, cutting and missing at that one was Dominguez. 0-1. Dominguez is 1-2. Reached on an infield single, struck out looking. 0-1, that one down low. Back foot slider, Dominguez got away from it, now 1-1. One pitch, cut and a miss. Over top of that one. Ball and two strikes. One on, one out. And now a move over to first. Kind of a rainbow throw over to Rainer Nunez. Wallace not putting all he had into that pickoff attempt. Just keeping an eye on Lugo at first. Wallace kicks and fires. That one in there, called strike three.
See you later, stinky.
Dominguez down on strikes, looking again. Now two outs. That's going to bring up Stanley Consuegra.
Now batting number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
One on, two away. First pitch from Wallace is in there for a called strike. Really nice pitch there, 0-1. Consuegra 2-2 today. A single and a right, and then a swinging bunt. That one gets back behind Gonzalez. As well outside. That's going to go down as a wild pitch. Now moving into scoring position is Lugo. One, Wallace comes set, kicks and fires, cut and a miss, now 1-2. Trenton Wallace trying to get out of here with just limited damage. One run already coming across for St. Lucie. Tying run is at the plate. 1-2 count with a runner in scoring position. kicks and fires. That one lifted right side. That could be the inning. Nunez getting underneath it towards the netting, and that's going to be on the other side of the netting. Just barely. An unlucky break there for Blue Jays defense for Wallace, but a good break for Consuegra. He gets another chance, 1-2 still. Wallace comes set, kicks and fires up high. Evens up the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2. That one fouled off. Consuegra keeps himself alive. Count still 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes again. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be a foul ball. Palmigiani able to snag it, but in foul territory. That, in all likelihood, would have been an infield single for Consuegra yet again. Palmigiani going all out on the effort, keeping that one in the infield. He had to make a diving play in foul territory to do so, but luckily for the Blue Jays, it was called foul by Warren Eubanks, the home plate umpire. So we'll try 2-2 again. Wallace comes set. Kicks and fires. Popped up back out of play. Consuegra really making Trenton Wallace work for it here. Called and granted at the plate. Consuegra steps out, takes a hack, now steps back in. The 2-2. In there, called strike three. Wallace gets out of the inning, only allowing the one run. And we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's a 4-2 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. We'll be right back. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning at TD Ballpark. 4-2 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. First game of this series between the Blue Jays and the Mets. Adriel Sotolongo will lead it off. He'll be followed by Roque Salinas and Juan Gonzalez as he pops that one back up and out of play. 0-1 the count to start off Sotolongo. Sotolongo 0-2. Flew out to right field and struck out swinging. That one down and outside, taking for a ball now. A 1-1 count. Trey McLaughlin out there pitching again. Got the last out of the inning in the bottom half of the fifth. And did he go around? He did, says Warren Eubanks. Now a 1-2 count to Sotolongo. He was able to get Palmigiani. McLaughlin was to pop out to first. That one in there, right at the knees, called strike three. Sotolongo down on strikes for the second time. First strikeout for Trey McLaughlin.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Salinas 0-2. He's flown out to right and popped out. He lays down a bunt right along the third base line. He's going to be on safely. Salinas has wheels. And he laid down a perfect bunt down the third base line. It was picked up by Villalobos. But he had no shot, so he had to eat it. No throw to first. The one-out bunt single for Roque Salinas. Brings up Juan Gonzalez with a runner on. First pitch is taken for a ball by Gonzalez. 1-0 to start him off. Struck out in his first at bat. Walked, came around and scored the first run. And that one lifted into left center field. Going back is Ramirez, and he will make the grab. Running back over now to first is going to be Salinas. Alex Ramirez got on his horse and made the grab out there in left center field.
Now batting,
really nice
five,
job able to track
Glenn
that one down.
Santiago.
St. Lucie center fielder. Now Glenn Santiago will come up. One on, two away. First pitch to Santiago is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Santiago 0-1. He's reached both times, however. First on a walk, then on an error in the fifth inning. Caught in a miss there now. Santiago down 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Stepping off is McLaughlin. That's going to count as one pickoff attempt. Salinas yet to attempt a stolen base. He does have a ton of speed. The 0-2 in the dirt. That's a good pick there by Villalobos. That one skipped about 3 or 4 feet in front of home. It's a 1-2 count to Santiago. McLaughlin kicks and fires, cut and a miss, that one low and away. And Santiago's down on strikes. We'll head to the top half of the seventh inning. It's 4-2. But fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we've got buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the seventh inning. Blue Jays lead it 4-2. Fernando Villalobos, the catcher, will come up for the second time today. He entered the game back in the fifth inning after Drake Osborne went down with an injury. An 0-1 count, he takes that first pitch for a strike. That one popped up. That'll stay in the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be Nunez underneath it and will make the grab for out number one.
Second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrera.
Justin Guerrera, the second baseman. He's 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch is inside. Take it for a ball 1-0. Swung on, lifted right side. That's going to hook foul and out of play. A lot of air underneath it. A couple kids running out to grab that souvenir ball. It's a 1-1 count. Wallace kicks and fires. Hard hit grounder. That's foul by about 2 or 3 feet. Now 1-2 count at the plate to Guerrera. Banks, the home plate umpire, holding up play, waiting for the ball to be grabbed out there by the tarp along the left field fence. A 1-2 pitch from Wallace, that one down low. Two balls, two strikes. Wallace out of the windup, kicks and fires outside. Full count, 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Wallace got him to swing over top of that slider. And now Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman, will step in.
Number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
Fourth strikeout for Trenton Wallace. That brings up the lefty. It's a lefty-lefty matchup here. First pitch is low, and it gets back behind Gonzalez for a ball 1-0. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman, he's 2-for-2. Takes that pitch right at the knees for a strike, now 1-1. The 1-1, ripped down the line, that's going to hook, foul. Right on the clay in between the right field fence where it jets out, that corner out there. There's only about 4 or 5 feet of foul territory going past that low wall. The 1-2 pitch, that one popped up. Underneath it, Adrian Pinto's calling for it. Casually makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Mets. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh inning, 4-2 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Trey McLaughlin out there for his third inning of work. Adrian Pinto, the top of the order, leads it off, takes that first pitch for a ball 1-0. McLaughlin, the righty, comes set, kicks and fires. Lifted left side, that should hook out of play. A couple Mets from the infield chasing after it, but it does land in the bowl. And now a ball and a strike to Adrian Pinto at the plate. One ball, one strike. McLaughlin kicks and fires that one up high. The 2-1 pitch up high again. Pinto gets out of the way. Count runs to 3-1. McLaughlin kicks and fires up high again. Pinto draws the leadoff walk. That's going to bring up Esteban Machado. One on, no outs.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the shortstop. He's 0 for 3 today, two strikeouts. Pitch taken for a strike. Machado checked his swing. No balls, a strike. Pinto. As a move is made over to first, McLaughlin. Pinto took a step towards second, a quick step towards second, but quickly got back head first into first base. The 0-1, there goes Pinto. That one down low, it's going to be a ball, and in there safely is Adrian Pinto. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Now a runner in scoring position, a 1-1 count at the plate to Machado. Pinto with his eighth stolen base of the year. 1-1, up high, called a strike. Oh, wow. Definitely looked above the zone, but a 1-2 count nevertheless to Machado. If I remember correctly, I think Adrian Pinto was 1 for 6 or 2 for 7, something like that on stolen base attempts. And a cut and a miss there by Machado. He's out on strikes for the third time tonight. That's out number one of the year.
Designated hitter.
My point behind
20,
that is now
Gabby Martinez.
He's made it in safely on stolen base attempts 8 times. So he's stolen 8 bags and he's been caught 5 times. Pretty sure he's gotten about 6 or 7 consecutive stolen bases without being caught. And that was after. There he goes again. Over towards third. The throw is not going to be in time. Pinto again. He's calling time. I think he's hurt. He might have hit his knee on the bag, sliding head first. He's staying up. He's staying in the game. Pinto just might have got a little knock on the knee, but he's all right. So now we're back at the plate. Gabby Martinez, an 0-1 count. The infield now in. Runner 90 feet away. One away as that one's in the dirt, blocked by Villalobos. Now a 1-1 count. Again, that stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. The 1-1 pitch. That one popped up right side out of play. Martinez now down 1-2. Rainer Nunez on deck. Martinez, 1-for-2. A walk and a run. That one down low, now 2-2. McLaughlin comes set. The 2-2 kicks and fires inside. Now, count is full, 3-2. McLaughlin walked. Excuse me, it was actually Nick McDonald who walked Martinez the last time to get to Nunez. And that's going to be a base hit. A single in the left field, an RBI single for Martinez. He drives in his 24th RBI of the year, and the Blue Jays extend their lead back out to 3. One on, one out still for the Blue Jays. Now the runner at first. Rainer Nunez will step in, the Blue Jays. Up 5-2 here, bottom half of the seventh inning. That one lifted right side, hook and foul, and up and out of play. Just in off the hands of the bat of Nunez. An 0-1 count at the plate to Nunez. Damiano Palmigiani on deck. 0-1, one away, and time granted to Nunez. The 0-1 pitch. Hard hit grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Lugo. Over to second for one and first for two. An inning-ending double play, but the Blue Jays score one on the RBI single by Gabby Martinez. We will head to the top half of the eighth. It's 5-2 here at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, don't forget, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets tomorrow all the way through Sunday. First pitch for tomorrow's game is 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top of the eighth coming up right after this. Back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Trenton Wallace out for the bottom or the top half of this inning. First pitch to Kevin Villavicencio is cut at and missed. 0-1 the count. Wallace out for his third inning of work. Kicks and fires. That one popped up back out of play. Now 0-2. Balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way, low. Villavicencio 0-2. He's grounded out to third both times. 1-2 pitch, fouled off. ball and two strikes. Wallace kicks and fires. Fly ball, right center field. Heading out to it is Salinas. Right in front of the warning track, he'll make the grab. Four out number one.
Center fielder number 25, Alex Ramirez.
One up, one down. That brings up the top of the order. Alex Ramirez, the center fielder. He's 0 for 3, two strikeouts. Wallace kicks and fires that first pitch just below the zone. 1-0. The 1-0, cut and a miss there. That's the fastball. Should say the sinker, 1-1. Just below the zone again. Gonzalez thought he was going to get the call. Two balls and a strike. One out here, top half of the eighth. It's 5-2, Blue Jays out in front. That one lifted into center field. Salinas moving a few steps over to his left. Couple steps in and makes the grab for out number two.
Now batting, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Two up, two down. That brings up the DH, Omar De Los Santos. He's 2 for 3, both being doubles. He scored a run. Had a nice day at the plate. First pitch off the end of the bat. That's the right side down the first base line. Nunez picks it up, steps on first for the unassisted putout. Three up, three down. Go the Mets. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. It's 5-2, Blue Jays lead it. Last chance to add a couple insurance runs as we head towards the end of this ballgame. Back here, bottom half of the eighth inning, a 5-2 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. Last chance for Dunedin to add another insurance run or two, maybe more. First pitch by McLaughlin is down across the plate. 1-0. Palmigiani 0-3 today. 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. That one below the zone now. 2-0. Caught and a miss there. In front on that off speed. 2-1 the count. Two, one pitch is across the plate again. Three balls and a strike. Palmigiani yet to record a hit in this game. And that one lifted into left field. That one's up and out of here. Damiano Palmigiani lifts that one, a line drive, no more than 15, 20 feet off the ground. That was a bullet, got out of here in just under a couple seconds. Palmigiani with his fifth home run of the year. The first one here at TD Ballpark since the opening series. And now the Blue Jays lead by four. Adriel Sotolongo, first pitch. He tries to check his swing, goes around 0-1. Four-run lead for the Blue Jays. They tack on another run. That one lifted left side. That's going to hook foul. Off the roof of the porch at Eddie's. Now no two count. The 0-2 cut and a miss. The off-speed got him out in front. Sotolongo down on strikes, and that'll bring up Roque Salinas.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the center fielder. First pitch, he lines left side up and out of play. No balls and a strike. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Bunted his way on back in the sixth inning. The 0-1, hard hit grounder right side. That's foul. No balls, two strikes. They're going to call time as we wait for the ball to get taken out of play. And it's off the field. So 0-2. Selena stepping back in. Gonzalez on deck. McLaughlin kicks and fires that one low and outside, taking for a ball 1-2. The 1-2, grounder up the middle, shifted over as the shortstop via the Viencio. That is out number two.
Now batting number 27, Juan
6-3 put out, and that'll bring up Juan Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-for-2. He did draw a walk, came around and scored the second run for the Blue Jays. Takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1. McLaughlin kicks and fires that one in there, now 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, cut at and missed, a foul tip, I should say. And Gonzalez is down on strikes for the second time tonight. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays get an insurance run off the bat of Damiano Palmigiani, that bullet of a home run. We'll be back. Top half of the ninth coming up. We're back here, top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays lead by four, looking to win their fourth game in a row. Trenton Wallace back out there for his fourth inning. First pitch, grounder over to third. Palmigiani running in. Nice play by the third baseman. Hits the home run, makes the nice play out in the field. One away here, top half of the ninth.
Right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez, the right fielder. He's 1-for-3, 2 strikeouts, both of them looking. The Mets need 4 in this half inning to keep it going. They're already out into it. Now on lifted left field. Coming in now is Santiago. He started going back. Comes in quite a bit. And makes the out. Makes the grab. 4 out number 2. So 2 pitches, 2 outs.
Left fielder number 5,
and now
Stanley
Consuegra, the left fielder. Consuegra is 2-for-3. Struck out looking in his last at bat. They're going to call time. Reset the clock. Consuegra steps back in, and it looks like we're ready to go. Wallace kicks and fires. First pitch inside, taking for a ball 1-0. Caught and a miss. One ball, one strike. Popped up, shallow center field. Heading out is Pinto, coming in is Sotolongo, right center field. He'll make the grab, and that will do it. The Blue Jays take this one by a score of 6-2. They win their fourth game in a row and start off this home series on the right foot. The Mets fall to 26-14. The Blue Jays improve to 18-22. The Mets score 2 runs on 9 hits. They made 1 error. Your Blue Jays scored 6 runs on 8 hits, and they committed 1 error as well. The win will go to Matt Swanson. The loss to Nick McDonald. And the save goes to Trenton Wallace. We'll be back tomorrow for game 2 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow night.